No, I mean, you can't go into a game thinking you'll get six touchdowns in the first half. So, but we had a feeling that we'd be able to be successful, and if we did what we were supposed to do, and that's what happened, is guys just went out and executed, made the most of our opportunities, capitalized when they made a few mistakes, and made some big plays.
Were you surprised that they left you those two touchdowns, that they left you that wide open?
Well, one of them was a blown coverage. We could see that based off of they were trying to check into cover two, and I think all but two of the guys got it, and so some of them were playing cover two, some were playing one high. So you'll take those when you can get them. And then the other one's just cover two, and I was the third read in the progression, and Aaron had time and moved around, I think, a little bit and was able to put it in the hole.
It seemed like Aaron had a lot of time. Even when he was on the move, he wasn't really under pressure that much. How big was it to have Josh and TJ tough it out and play?
It's big. Those guys are great players. What they've done over the years obviously shows that, and to have the continuity up front, especially with Corey still being a young guy but playing extremely well. I mean, you look at Bakhtiari, he's only a second-year guy. So to have those veterans in there and the leaders on that team in that position, it's big to have those guys out there. And I know they wanted to play, and it's good to, they're able to get back.
Did you ever feel like they were starting to lay down, that they just knew they were defeated?
No, I would never say that. So, they're wanting to go out and perform well, but I think we just executed at a very high level in that first half. So, I think that's what it just came down to.
Jordan, I know we ask about Aaron seemingly every week, but what do you think of his play tonight?
He came up short on one ball. I know that. No, I'm kidding. Don't ever show that. That was a joke. He played extremely well. He's running our offense at a very high level, putting us in great positions to be successful, if it's in the run game or the pass game, and making plays. And obviously scoring touchdowns. He was on fire tonight and spread it around, which was a lot of fun to see a lot of guys getting in there. And Eddie with a big screen play, to take something short like that and really go with it. And it's fun. It's when stuff like that gets rolling, we obviously are enjoying it a lot and having a good time.
Was it a snowball effect at all, though? You get the touchdowns and you get the turnovers.
It was. Again, that's defense plays a huge role in what we're able to do offensively by, getting the three and outs or the turnovers like you're talking about, and keeping us on the field as much as possible, as soon as possible, so we can stay in that rhythm. Maybe tire out their defense a little bit and not give them time to make any corrections. So defense obviously played great, and it's a great win.
You got to give Aaron a hard time because he had a couple of chances to get number seven. And
a little bit, but I can't let you know what I said because he wouldn't like that.
Is it ever surprised at how poorly they played defensively?
I don't know. I don't want to say they played poorly. I mean, I don't know what their schemes completely are and who's responsible for what, but I like to just maybe, give us the credit for executing and making the plays. Again, it's nothing – the frustrating thing for us is when we don't play well, because it's nothing special. We just go out and execute, and we'll play well, and when we don't execute, we don't play well. So we just got to stay, basic with what we're doing and just go out and, make sure we're doing our job.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You said on that first touchdown they were in cover two and they checked cover one?
No, I think the first one they were – and again, I might be wrong, but based off of what we could hear them doing, Aaron checked to a different route. And in that process, it sounded like they were checking the cover two. And the way Tim played it, he played cover two, and the safety still stayed one high. So based off of that is what I'm assuming is what happened.
Jordy, is it surreal to see your name kind of climbing up the I know it's midseason, but I mean, Packer history, to see your name in the top 10 in certain categories.
It is. There's just – everything's just, I don't know, it's all surreal to me. Like, it still doesn't make any sense why I'm here, but I've told people multiple times, just hanging on for the ride and hopefully no one notices. So, it's fun getting an opportunity to play with a lot of great players. It's making, my job easy. So, and again, just going out and doing what, the coaches are asking me to do, and nothing else, just doing what I'm supposed to do, and so is everyone else, and we're able to make plays.
Jordy, did you expect to see more different looks or
unscouted
coming off a bye?
You go into a game thinking that, because, like you said, they have a bye an extra week. But Chicago's always been, even, I don't know if their defensive coaches have changed since Lovie left, but they've always been someone that's kind of stuck to what they do. So in the back of our head, we were anticipating possibly a change, but, still expecting, the way they play normally.
But offensively, it seemed like the plan to maybe get the tight ends involved early. Was that something that was more of an emphasis this week?
Not necessarily. I think it's just Aaron going through his reads and going through his progressions and taking what's there. And again, that's when we're at our best, is when everyone's just doing their job, everyone's involved and spreading the ball around and making plays when they get that opportunity.
Jordy, Aaron's obviously had a few pretty big games this season already, but 6 TDs in the first half. Is this still just Aaron being normal, or is this another level of Aaron?
I don't know. That'd be a question for him, I guess. I mean, he's playing great football. I'm sure, obviously, there's some games and some opportunities that all of us would want back, him included. So, but it's great to see when we're playing well, you know, what we're able to do, and we just got to, you know, consistently do that week in and week out.